Welcome back, everybody, to This Month in Small Business on the Michigan Business Network. I'm joined, as always, by nationally known small business advocate, Chris Holman. Chris, it seems like a trend on this episode of the show is helping small businesses deal with the challenges of business success, whether it comes from employees or the opportunities and challenges of rapid growth. Now, another challenge that comes with growing quickly and being a successful small business is managing your cash flow. And I ran across an article that talked about some strategies for helping a small business and entrepreneur manage cash flow effectively so they don't run out of money or manage it in a way that they don't have the money where they want it and when they need it. And one of their top tips here is how important it is to have diversified revenue streams. Has that been your case as well?
Yeah, I think so. As a matter of fact, pretty much my whole life's been somewhat diversified. I have a number of companies that are very disrelated, and sometimes that protects me from a failure in one industry or a downturn, et cetera. So it's very seldom that they're all impacted at the same time. And you want to kind of do that with your company if you possibly can. It's like a company growing because it has one major customer. Very dangerous place to be, because trust me, when that customer starts feeling the pinch, you're gone. As much as they'd like to be loyal, they're more loyal to their employees and their own survival, right? So the same thing happens in this case. Don't rely too much on any one given industry or any one given customer. And so diversity is a very important thing, and diversity of endeavors helps as well. And that's something that I've always practiced. And I think a lot of companies look at that. And sometimes it leads, actually, Michael, to mergers and acquisitions. Like if you are a company that, let's say the Michigan Business Network, per se, and we have all these people who we take care of getting their names out, their branding out to the business community, et cetera, et cetera. And if one of us comes to, or if one of them comes to us and says, look, we don't know if we're doing this effectively. You know, all of a sudden, if three or four of our customers come to us, we're starting to say, you know, I wonder if we should hire a good branding person and open a division that can help our customers with this for a fee, right? And so sometimes you might go out, you might hire a person, or you might go out and buy a company that does that, has their own customer base, and you know that you can finance the purchase by bringing on two or three other really big companies to utilize, those talents. Just make sure when you're looking at that sort of thing that you've got some commitment, again, from those big customers that they're not going to jump in and go, that was really cool, but good times are back and we've decided we're going to do it in-house. Then you've got your infrastructure in place, your investment, and maybe still some debt sitting out against it, and the need for it goes away. So, you know, those are the type of things that I think you have to be careful with when you're looking at diversifying. Make sure there's a logical argument for it and a pretty ironclad system that will keep you from failing.
Yeah, you know, I used to work with an SBAM volunteer at the Small Business Association, and he was based in St. Joseph, Michigan, a communications company, and that's the world headquarters of Whirlpool. And I asked him one time if they did much business for him, and he said they actually tried to really limit the amount of business they did with Whirlpool, because say if they depended on 80% of their revenue and Whirlpool suddenly decides to pull the plug on them, then they're sunk.
Yeah.
And that just is very, very aptly reinforces what you said, Chris, about don't depend on one company for almost all your revenue, because you never know what's going to happen.
Well, you know, the other thing is at that point, you're leveraged. I mean, let's say you have one big company and even 14 different smaller companies, but 80% of your revenue is in those that one company, or even make it two for conversation. They have leverage over you. I mean, it's like you may find things like eventually them saying, no, you got to get it done this way in this amount of time. And by the way, you got to take 10% out. Well, you know, your alternative is to say, no, we're not going to do that, and then you kiss 80% of your revenue goodbye, right? So you want to make sure you're not in a position to be leveraged as well.
Well, this, along the general topic of managing your cash flow in order to continue to be successful, I've heard you talk about this before, that it's important to negotiate payment timing, work with, if people owe you money, make sure you get it on time.
Yeah.
And if not, then, negotiate the payment up front, or 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 at least get paid part of the invoice before the work begins.
Well, a lot of people kind of usurp that problem by saying, look, there's a 15% discount or a 5% discount if you pay net 15, right? And so companies will often jump on those. So then you kind of ensure payment that way. After a while, if you've got good customers and they just pay net 60, you just have to find a creative way to get that in the price. So that if you're going to carry the debt for 60 days, at least there's a hidden finance cost for that, right? And you might have a percent and a half a month that speaks to your carrying charges. Don't put it in there and call it that, but maybe put it into a general price rise, that sort of thing. So, yeah, cash flow is a big part of it. And I think if you go into banks now, where you used to go into traditional banking, they'd say, yeah, we're interested in collateral. What do you have that if it all goes south, we can take an auction off and we'll value that collateral and loan 75% against it? Now they look at your cash flow because they want to attach your accounts receivable or something if you get behind 60 days on your payment. So it's a little different perspective, but cash flow is certainly part of that.
Great advice and insights from small business advocate Chris Holman, my co-host here on This Month in Small Business on the Michigan Business Network. Michael Rogers here, back with more right after this.